You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner looks back to our westward expansion and the creation of the 7th Cavalry.
Following the United States Civil War, Congress approved additional military units to assist in westward expansion, addressing the threat of Indian insurrections and the potential for lawlessness. 4 cavalry regiments were approved in 1866. The 7th and 8th Cavalry were activated at Fort Riley, Kansas. The 9th and 10th became the Buffalo Soldiers and were assigned to New Mexico and Arizona. All 4 became the premier Indian fighting units of their day. Of the 4, the 7th, by a wide margin, became the most famous. Following training, the 7th's first commander was the already famous Brevet Major General Andrew Jackson Smith, one of the toughest Army commanders of the Civil War. 5 months later, he relinquished command to another Brevet Major General, George Armstrong Custer. From February 1867 to June 1876, Custer molded the 7th into his unit. Although a Brevet Major General, Custer was a colonel. He finished last in his class at West Point, but he made the most of his career. During the war, he led the Michigan Wolverine Cavalry and was the youngest man ever to be breveted to Major General. With the 7th, Custer and his troopers ran patrols along the Kansas plains, guarding settlers and keeping Indians on the reservations. Their tactics were not gentle, and morale was often a problem. They would cover over 181,000 miles from Kansas, Montana, and to the Dakota territories during this period. Yes, these troopers got to see the West, and for the princely pay of $14.87 a month. Custer was relieved of command and court-martialed in 1867. He had pursued Sioux and Cheyenne warriors at such a pace that many of his men deserted. He was also convicted for his unauthorized absence to see his wife. He lost his job for 1 year, but resumed in 1868. He immediately made plans to attack the Cheyenne on the Washita River, W-A-S-H-I-T-A. He divided his regiment into 3 columns and attacked the Indians with great success. Custer's practice of dividing his men into separate columns became one of his hallmarks, and it is also what led to disaster in a later campaign. In 1874, gold was discovered in the Black Hills of South Dakota, and the 7th was sent to protect the prospectors. This was holy ground for the Sioux and the Cheyenne, who considered Custer to be a yellow-haired devil against whom they swore revenge. When the railroads wanted to lay tracks in the Yellowstone River Valley the next year, the 7th was there to protect the surveyors. Custer attempted to secure food for the tribes in an attempt to appease them, but they did not trust him. They weren't the only ones. His army superiors thought that he was crazy. Custer made accusations against Indian agents, among them President U.S. Grant's brother. Grant relieved Custer of command, but he returned in early 1876 with orders to be part of an expedition to bring the Sioux and Cheyenne under Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull back to the reservations. Custer was impetuous and took 700 troopers out on march on June 22nd. His scouts found evidence of a great moving camp of the tribes, and he followed them to the Little Bighorn River. On June 26th, his column split into his typical 3 components. Custer was ambushed in the most famous Indian fight in history. The Indians so thoroughly destroyed the unit that the only living thing on the battlefield was Custer's horse, Comanche. Custer will be forever identified with the 7th, which is today part of the 1st Cavalry Division, stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, and Fort Stewart, Georgia. The 7th Cavalry is one of the best-known combat units in American military history and has distinguished itself through the years, despite its Custer legacy. Whether fighting at home in the 1800s or in Afghanistan in current times, military history and the units that are part of it affirm that history matters.